Excuse me, everyone. This is the operator. I just need to inform all participants that today's conference call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect your line at this time, and you may begin.
Thank you. And Julia, would you mind doing a roll call for us?
Yes, sure. Do you want me to do a roll call with the affiliations as well?
Please.
I don't think that's necessary. Just the name should be fine.
No, no, please. I would appreciate that. Would you please enter that into the record? I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
Yes, sure. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the SCI meeting on Wednesday, 6 March 2013. On the call today we have Ron Andrew from BC, Wolf Ulrich Norben from ISPCP, J. Scott Evans from IPC, Ivory Doria from NCSG, Thomas Rickett from NCA, and Alain Béranger from NPOC constituency. We have Anne Aikman-Scalisi from IPC who will be joining later, so as Mary Wong from NCUC. From staff, we have Julie Headland and myself, Julia Charvolin. May I remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you very much, Julie, and thank you, everyone, for getting on the call today. Much appreciated. We have a shorter agenda today, so we have a little more time to actually get into the nub of some of these things. But let's get started with our statements of interest. If anyone from the standing committee have any changes to their statements of interest for the record. Hearing none. We will duly note that in the record, and we will move on to agenda item number 3, which is approval of the agenda. I would like to ask if anyone has any comments or any other business they'd like to add. Please do so. Hearing none, I thank you for that, and we move now directly to agenda item number 4, termination and suspension of a PDP. This document has been a very good example of excellent work done, in my opinion, by the SCI and its members. It was a very difficult issue in so much as it was a bit of peeling back the layers of an onion to get to a resolution that we found was a good solution to a very important topic. Now, I understand that picking up on the list that two of our members have not had a chance to circulate it to their groups. That would be, as I understand it, the IP constituency have not had a chance to review this, and I also understand that the NCUC, if I'm not mistaken. Julie, I see your hand up. Is that a correction for me?
Ron, I think, and if you don't mind, I will check just very quickly here, that those comments related to the circulating of the resubmitting a motion item.
Okay, very good, very good. Excellent. So then, thank you for that. Unfortunately, Julie is aware of this. I lost all of my mail in my SCI box. It got corrupted for some reason, and so I'm a little bit behind the eight ball here in terms of being on top of it today. Thank you, Julie, for that correction. So in that case, I think that this was then the last submission of this language for us to review, and I think that we're pretty well in agreement on submitting this back. I'm not sure, Julie, if we need to put this out for public comment or it goes straight back to the GNSO with our recommendation. But I'm, maybe you can clarify that for us.
Yes. This is Julie Headland, and there were actually substantive changes from the last iteration that went out for public comment. The version that you are seeing right now in the Adobe Connect room just shows the last change that we made. It was the cleaned-up document and the last change that we made and put out for review after our February 20th meeting. But in actuality, there are probably 20 or so changes throughout that that main paragraph, certainly significant enough to change the text from what had previously been sent for public comment. So procedurally, we do need to send this again for public comment, and that would be an initial 30 days, And then if there are no substantive comments on it in the forum, then we could end end the comment form there. If there were any substantive comments, then it would be followed by a reply period. But so that's the next step. I can put this out for public comment tomorrow and then do a summary analysis when that period ends.
Thank you, Julie. Does any one of the committee members have a comment to, with regard to the document or Julie's recommendation? Please raise your hand.
Well, I'm trying to raise my hand. This is Jay Scott, but it's not. I don't know what's there. It is.
There you go, Jay Scott. You're up, and you have the floor, sir.
I just want to raise the point that it was Anne who was most concerned about this paragraph, or at least parts of this paragraph, and I do believe it was for her that this language was put in. So before we make that final decision, I would want her to, accede that she agrees that this should be put out for public comment. She was the one that was so concerned, and I wouldn't want us to take action, even if it's going out for public comment, unless she's comfortable with it, because I want this to be a final thing when it goes out.
Thank you, Jay Scott. Julie?
Thank you, Jay Scott. I will certainly run this by Anne. I should let all of you know, just for the record, that before I put this final cleaned-up language out to the list with, and in particular, this last change that we had talked about with Anne at the last meeting, I actually sent her this version first and said, Anne, did I capture what you were talking about? And, you know, before I send this to the list, because I didn't want to send it to the list and have Anne say she did agree, but I nonetheless still, will be happy to ask her specifically and copy the list if she is okay with sending out the version. And what I will send is the version that has all of the changes redlined, because that's actually what people will see in,
right,
in the forum.
Okay, I mean, and she may join this call.
Yes, exactly, Jay Scott. I was about to say that. What I'm going to do is just take this item and move it back to AOB, and just to have that, you've brought up a good point, and in interest of transparency, it would be good to have her give her blessing on this. I appreciate, Julie, you're doing that offline, but the fact is we may well see her in the next 45 minutes. So let's pick it up there, and if not, Julie, then we'll plan B, you'll circulate that to her and get her approval. Thank you. Moving on, we will. I see we've had a few new, a few members join. Welcome, Jennifer, Amir, and Ray. Thank you for coming on board. And we're now into agenda item number 5. And this is an item that's been on the agenda for some time, but we haven't had a chance to really talk it through. We'd asked all of the members of the committee to go through and actually fill in the answers to questions themselves and get a feel for what this document looked like in terms of trying to gather data for future reference and to serve the GNSO Council in terms of the PDD process and so forth, working group process, better said. So now we have it before us, and we have about 10 minutes to talk this through. So I wonder if we might just kind of start at the top and just roll down through these questions and comments, and when someone has something they would like to bring forward, then we can certainly discuss at that point. Julie, I see your hand is raised. Please.
I just wanted to, this is Julie Hedlund, just to clarify, these comments, these are actually the comments that people embedded as they took the survey. So they're not on the comment, they're not comments on the content of the survey, but comments on the guidelines themselves. So, you know, the survey asked for people to comment on the guidelines and whether or not they thought they were useful. So these are people's comments relating to the guidelines as they took the survey. There is, however, and I'm going to point this out right now, and Avery mentioned it too in our meeting on the 20th, there is one comment that is actually on the survey, the content of the survey, and it's comment number 3, and it says, I think it is a fine questionnaire for anyone who wasn't part of the work group subgroup. Bet you can guess who filled in this form. So that is as far as I can tell, but we will certainly go through these specifically, as you noted, Ron. But that was the only comment that I could tell that actually was about the content and the questions in the survey as opposed to the working group guidelines.
Okay. Well, that's very helpful. So effectively, what we're saying then, what my takeaway from that is that all of those who took the survey found it to be adequate. And so these questions are other questions around the process. So why don't we just have a quick look through these, if no one has any disagreement, and we'll just address question two right from the start. If you responded no to the previous question, please explain other measures to get familiar with the relevant rules. And so comment one, non-voting NCA midstream, no information provided. That's a very valuable thing. We've talked about that a little bit in the past, about creating a primer or having the GNSO Council present a primer to newcomers to the Council so that they're familiar, or working groups as well, working group participants. So that's an interesting point. Second comment, what's disturbing is finding the most current version of the G Council operational craft. I'm not sure exactly. That G Council is a word my chair uses often. Aubrey, would you have written that? And if so, do you have any thoughts to clarify that?
Sorry, which one are we on? I wasn't listening.
Comment two at the very top of the page. It says, the thing I found most disturbing is how hard it is to find the current version.
Yeah, crust would be mine. That's pretty
and what is a crust?
Yeah, that's a pretty identifiable word. Yeah, and I think that that's a general comment is whenever, and I know I've got various copies on my system because I keep downloading it, but whenever I want to quickly check what is the latest rule on, you know, in the operating procedures, I have a devil of a time finding it. You know, usually I ended up finding it in a duh, that was an obvious place, but it's never immediately obvious to me. So if I, someone that's constantly rummaging around these websites, have that much trouble finding the operating procedures, at least at that time, I haven't checked where it is now, I just wanted to mention that these should be things that anybody can find any time. They should be so at hand for any G Council member. Yeah, that's the other thing that would identify me, isn't it?
G-Council. That was the identifier I called you on, Avery, actually, the
right.
G Council.
That one and Croft, both of them are, I have to be careful not to use them if I want to be anonymous.
Yes.
Not that I was trying to be anonymous. They should be so at hand. We've seen, you know, we've talked before about maybe we need to train people better. I think a first step is just making sure that stuff is so in your face all the time that you can't avoid knowing exactly where to go. So that was my comment as I was reading it.
Thank you, Aubrey. Aubrey, may I impose upon you to perhaps synthesize this down to two or three sentences? And what I would do when I'm making the brief in Beijing to the council, I would just bring this on the table as another element that needs to be, that we would love to suggest that the council tighten up, that they can give an instruction to whomever that is to make sure that it's much more easy to find. I think your comment is very valid. And again, it's about transparency and easy access. So this is a good example of that. So if you wouldn't mind.
Comment two there is already one sentence, so you want something longer than one sentence but shorter than the bit of prattle I did.
Well, just what you described, because they may want me to circulate my comments, and therefore it would just give a little bit of just a little more background on that, a little more meat on the bone. And if you can send that to me, I'd be grateful. Thank you. Thank you very much. There you go. Question four is, we don't know the question, and it was kind of a non sequitur. Question seven, areas that are missing or need improvement, provide further details. Comment one, simplify the language, avoid complex and little words like instantiation. That's an interesting word. I don't even know what that word means, actually.
If I can, this is Avery again. Instantiation is a normal word, and it means an instance of doing something.
Uh-huh. So exactly, and I agree. I agree. So this is something that, my understanding, this is not the survey language, but rather this has to do with the guidelines, correct?
Yeah.
Ron, this is Julie Hedlund. That is my understanding. This relates to the question about specific content in the working group guidelines. And so this person is saying within the working group guidelines, the language should be simplified.
Yeah, and this
very good.
Yeah, this is Aubrey again. And it certainly isn't my comment because I'm probably the one that's to blame for the word it's saying in the guidelines.
Thank you. Thank you, Aubrey. Okay,
that's
another good point.
Words.
Yeah, thank you. That's another good point. And, Julie, if you can capture these are the comments I will bring to the table when we sit down with the GNSO Council in Beijing. Comment number two, methods for determining level of consensus, still a bit confusing, suggest possible mechanisms for better defining level of consensus. In general, too many different categories. Oh, you scrolled a little too high. Could you go back down, please? There we go. I couldn't agree more. The categories of level of consensus are a little bit much. We have five, and we all seem to have to want to grasp to the highest level. That's part of the discussion we're having with the Charter Revision Drafting Team, and so that's something I would I certainly feel strongly about as well. Julie, I see your hand up again, or?
Yes, Ron, this is Julie Hedlund. I am afraid I am a little confused, and I apologize. I had thought that that this survey on the working group guidelines was originally developed in order to gather comments from the community, and particularly from working groups who are using the guidelines, you know, to see whether or not, you know, there are some overall changes that should be made. And so I thought what we were going to do as the SEI, as a first step, was to solidify the language in the survey and then send it out as a test to perhaps one of the current working groups. And I think the IRTP C or D or whichever one is sort of current at the time could be a group, or one that had just been working through, you know, using the guidelines, could be a test group to be a wider group to take the survey to gather more comments on the working group guidelines. So I thought this was a community-wide survey, not a method for the SCI to collect comments within itself on the working group guidelines. And I'm sorry, I apologize if I'm not understanding this correctly.
No, Julie, your understanding is correct. And what we are doing now is, as a result of having taken that survey, and these are comments that effectively this committee has entered, we're just reviewing them together to make sure that we understand what's being said and why it's being said. And then once this exercise has been done, then we will do exactly that. We will send this survey out to those working groups to gain the experience of that test.
Just a quick follow-up question then. I guess I don't understand why I am collecting comments from these comments to bring to the council.
You're collecting those comments for my benefit so that when I'm sitting before council, I can bring up some of these issues that we feel are confusing or need to be improved from a council perspective, because the working group guidelines are coming from and are being used by GNSO council. So if there's some elements that we noted when we were doing this exercise, we should bring it to their attention. From there, it's up to them to determine what they would like to do. All I'm asking you to do is just capture a few of these things for my benefit so I can put it to my script when I'm talking to council in Beijing. Okay?
Oh, okay. I'll certainly do that. But then the survey, of course, will capture even more of these types of comments, I assume, that we will then continue to bring to the council. So this is a many-stage process. Is that my understanding?
Yes, you have it correct.
Okay.
Please.
Well, I think I share Julie's reticence here. And so if we want to use these in Beijing to talk to the council, I guess it's going to be how we frame this information. So, I mean, if we say we've developed a survey and we took it within the group ourselves, and I can give you some interesting comments we've already collected from the SCI itself, but we're going to collate this information along with the information we get from the rest of the community, and we will provide you with a more formal report, but here's a taste of the type of thing we're hoping that this will provide us so that you can act on it when we have compiled the entire information.
That's it, Jay Scott. That's exactly where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I think, Julie, I share your concerns, but I think if we frame it correctly as we are just informing you on a project and giving you a taste of the type of information we hope to collect and what we've already seen so far, but we will be coming back to you with a more robust download of information based on what we hope to obtain in a more, from a wider community or universe of survey participants.
Exactly. You've exactly identified what I'm thinking. Thank you for that.
Okay.
And so what we're doing now, we're just kind of going through this quickly to see if there's anything that's screaming out at us that we really want to elaborate on. So question eight, other comments provided above, any additional comments to improve the effectiveness of the GNSO working group? And we see them here. Section six has substantial repetition. Okay, comment two, generate form for interim status report in the event of suspension of PDP. That's what we've been wrestling with these last days, so that's more or less covered. And comment three, since few people actually read stuff, and maybe those who read few understand, I'm not sure what would be recommended. Okay. Question nine. One of the required elements for the working group participation is the completion of an SOI. In your view, are the questions that need to be completed, information to be provided, still relevant of the GNSO operating procedures? So comment is, SOI is sufficiently important that the purpose should be defined and questions should be incorporated in the main body of the working group guidelines. Question whether the working group guidelines should specify standards for disqualification from a poll of the working group similar to action taken by a CAM board when certain directors step back from votes related to launch of new TTLDs due to conflict of interest. This is a very important point because the statements of interest, and I was on part of that working group. Ray Fassett was also with me when we were working through this particular element, and one of the things that we felt in that working group that was really important was that we asked people when they make statements to actually state their affiliation and whether or not they had any association to the aspect that was being spoken to. The SOI was a written confirmation of whether that was so, and the question about whether there could be any kind of punishment for those that did not respect or were not telling the truth effectively. The idea we struggled with was how would one do that, and so we more or less came to the point that it's really about should anything be brought up at a future point where an SOI is untrue, that it would be the embarrassment factor and loss of credibility within the ICANN community would probably be most punitive damage to that individual. So it really is an important issue that people state their interests up front. That's why this meeting, all the meetings start now with a request to find out if anyone has a statement of interest change, and that's a step in that direction. I don't know if others have a comment on this. Jay, is your hand up from the last comment, or would you like to
speak? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll take it down.
No problem.
I apologize.
No problem. Thank you. Would anyone like to speak to this comment about SOIs, or are we all good with that? All right. So we'll move on to question 11. In your view, are there any questions missing from the SOI that should be included? Comment may wish to review this in the light of conflict of discussions with board and council level. Good point. Any thoughts about the SOI, though, in general, for all of you and all of us who we've all filled it out? Do we feel it's comprehensive enough, or do we feel that there should be more included in that? Just trying to get a sense of the committee's feeling on that.
Hi, Ron. This is Ann. Should I raise my hand?
Welcome. Please,
hi,
go ahead,
thanks.
Ann.
Sorry I was late. I think that a bit of a difficulty in SLI for those of us in private practice is that it's difficult to say much about, you know, your client interests without breaching, you know, client confidentiality. So I don't know, you know, exactly how that can be properly addressed in SOI or even in other contexts within ICANN where it's private attorneys participating. It's a challenge.
Well,
I know, for example, my own SOI says, it asks me, you know, about my confidential relationships, and I say, well, yeah, they are confidential, so I, you know.
But you are able to name your client, Anne, or not?
No, under Arizona ethical rules, it's certain, and I am admitted elsewhere as well, but it's certain that the identity of the client without their permission is part of the attorney-client relationship. So I have permission from some clients, not from others, but it's, you know, depends. It's there's some stuff, of course, that's of public record, you know, let's say in the trademark
right.
office or whatnot, you know.
Right.
So in those cases, it might be easier, but sort of the general question of participation of by private attorneys is a little bit difficult.
All right, that's helpful information. And I think what you're highlighting is that in different jurisdictions around the planet, there will be different issues that one has to address. So I think for my part, I'm going to just step back from the discussion on SOI and say that as it stands today, it's an acceptable document and just...
I think it is.
Yeah, thank you for that. Mm. All right, moving on to question 12. It's... if you respond to the previous question, yes, please provide further details. Require disclosure of relationships. Applicants should disclose back-end providers, registries. I think these are all absolutely correct. You know, it's really about transparency, and we should all be as transparent as we can. And even if we are in a situation, we being the royal we of the ICANN community, well, one could say I have a conflict. I can't tell you exactly what it is, but I'm just stating up front that I do have a relationship to this issue and then hold forth. That would be one step in the transparency direction.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, are there any other comments, suggestions you'd like to share with the SEI? Be specific. Comment one, in general, there's a lot of communication provided to assist newcomers. There's not a lot of communication. Accordingly, it takes additional time to begin to understand the scope and protocols. This is something, again, we talked about this primer, and we do need to have more discussion around that, and I think we're all in agreement that we really should make it easier for newcomers to understand ICANN. We already speak a language, ICANNese, in acronyms that is a nightmare to understand for newcomers, so it would be very helpful if at least we could have our guidelines and our charters and those types of things in a much more simplified fashion. Comment two, a working group guidelines should deal with conflict of issues, interest of issues. This has to be evaluated in light of the charter. It's likely that before any consensus call on a particular issue, the chair should ask individual working group to declare any potential conflict of interest. In other words, SOI is general to the working group, but particular consensus call may have specific considerations. This is a very valid comment. And so this, Julie, for example, is one that I would like to bring to the attention of the GNSO Council. All I'm trying to do with these ideas is socialize them so that at least some thought can be given to them prior to getting our final report. But these are the very valid comments, and I think things that could be very helpful to the organization as a whole. Avery, I see your hand, please.
Yeah, this is Avery speaking. I almost see your point about these being interesting issues. But I'm wondering if we're not starting, and I know we're just going to start talking at some point about our charter, if we're not starting to sort of expand the scope of this group in terms of have we actually been chartered to look at the working group instructions to decide whether they need to be augmented in any way? Have we been asked to look at the SOI and decide whether it needs to? Now, I realize that as part of our normal structure, we could say periodically we're going to set up a schedule and look at various things to see if there's problems. And within the context of that, it would make sense. But to take all of these random comments on things that are not issues on our plate and bring them up to the council as issues from this group, first of all, it's not that we've hit any consensus on these. It's just that one person mentioned them and you thought they were interesting. So it's not that these are consensus comments, nor are these comments that come out of something that is a work item other than creating a questionnaire. So I'm not quite sure I understand or feel comfortable with the notion of getting a whole bushel of issues to sort of dump on the council and say, here are these nuggets we've discovered or one person has discovered and I agree with that we think you should know about. Thank you.
Thank you, Avery. Anyone else have some thoughts or comments on this? All right, so we move then to comment three. I think it's a fine questionnaire. This was the comment Julie highlighted earlier, and then comment four, applicability of the working group guidelines to standing committee and cross-community working groups to be discussed. Not sure if I understand that comment. I'm not sure if anyone on the call made that comment would like to speak to it. All right, hearing none, then if we are in agreement, having reviewed these elements, if everyone's in agreement, then we will have Julie submit the working group survey to a couple of working groups. In fact, if you could bring that forward to us, Julie, in an email to whom you're, to which groups you will be sending it so that we're properly informed. And perhaps you can go out with a very short note from the chair saying that we have this and we would be very grateful if they would please respond so that we can get a sense of whether or not this survey makes sense. If we can put that to the list and then everyone can have an understanding of that, that would be very helpful. All right. Could I ask if you're not speaking, please put your microphone on mute. We're hearing a lot of background noise coming from shuffling papers or other things. Thank you all. All right, moving on then to item number six. This is where I started at the top of the call, and this, I understand, is still to be resubmitted. Mary had sent her a note, as had Anne, about not having had an opportunity yet to circulate it to your stakeholder groups. So if anyone has any other comments, we're welcome to take them at this time. Otherwise, what I would do is postpone this to the first item of our next agenda, and hopefully in the coming 2 weeks those documents will have been circulated and responses coming back. Anne, please go ahead.
Thank you, Ron. This is Anne with IPC. I needed a clarification because I had thought that we were to ask our leadership about the conditions specified as high-level criteria, where in 2B it says set one or more high-level criteria, and I had understood that the feedback that I would be seeking would be response to one or more of those high-level criteria, but then there was some discussion that indicated that the folks who had actually come up, I think, with these criteria thought perhaps that what we were requiring was set all three of the following high-level criteria. So I really just wanted to get a clarification as to what I am supposed to be seeking from IPC leadership in this regard.
Thank you, Anne. Basically, what happened in this was we had asked a subgroup to go off and come back with some information that we could kind of sink our teeth into as a committee. And when we got this back, we talked about it a little bit and discussed the various elements, and then the decision was taken to actually take it back, circulate it to our communities, either, you know, our executive committees or the entire body of our stakeholder group, so that they then could kind of give us their sense of what they felt, which way they were leaning, so that we then, as the representatives of the various stakeholder groups, could work on this and come to a determination what made most sense, and then from there send this back probably for public comment and then to the GNSO Council. So that's really the logic there. On our side, I took this back to the business constituency, and I specifically spoke with our counselors and our other members of the XCOM to get a sense from them what would make sense or what they felt would be appropriate. So I have a sense from the BC what they would like to do, and that's kind of what we wanted to do, is to make sure that all of our representatives here in this committee had a good sense of the pulse of their stakeholder group. So that was the principle behind it. Hopefully that answers your question.
No, I knew the principle, and even though I missed the working group call, I'm on the working group, I just didn't understand it because when the write-up says one or more high-level criteria, so
right,
I was prepared
right.
to present.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's been a sort of an area of confusion, I think, for all of us. And I kind of left it at that from the point of view that I wanted to see how my colleagues would respond within the BC, whether
okay.
they felt that 2B, 1, 3, and 4 would be things that 2B, 1, and 2. I just wanted to see.
Do you mind if I ask, are you free to say on this call what the response was that you received for that?
Yes, I'm happy to share with you. I think the general feeling is that it should not be left up to the chair, that better to have some kind of a process in place, policy in place for the process. And so the idea was really about which of those four made sense. How many of those four made sense? And 3 and 4 were kind of connected. So the question is, I almost read it as 1, 2, 3A, 3B, as opposed to 1, 2, 3, 4. And that's where the discussion needs to be had right now. How many of us believe it should be the discretion of the chair? How many believe it should be high-level criteria? If the committee is leaning by a majority towards high-level criteria, then I would hope that we could determine what those are through our discussion and debate.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's helpful.
Very good. Now, having said all that, I understand that there's, again, coming back to the fact that the CUC and IP haven't had a chance to comment on this. So unless there's any other thoughts the committee members would like to bring to this topic, I would then move on to the next one. Hearing no comments, we now will put resubmitting a motion on the first as the first agenda item on our next call, and we'll move on to the charter revision drafting team. And I'd like to thank all of the members of that group. If I'm not mistaken, it is Avery, Jay Scott, I think James Bledel, and Angie Graves. And I'm missing someone. I think also Wilford Konobin was on that group. Is there anyone else on that subcommittee? So which of you would like to speak to the work that you were doing between calls? Jay Scott, please.
This is Jay Scott. I was roped in to pushing this group along. We had a call last Thursday, in fact. Unfortunately, Avery had given apologies as it was not a convenient time for her. She was at a meeting and could not attend. And so the only participants in that call were James Bledel, Wolf Ulrich, and myself. And at that call, we decided the best thing for us to do was to everyone to take a look at the charter and then propose their individual bullet point list of suggested areas where it could be revised or issues that needed to be dealt with. And then meet on our next call, which I believe, Julie will have to correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's Thursday, March 14th, which is next Thursday. and try and make an attempt at taking the multiple lists that each individual member has identified into a agreed upon master list of issues. And then once that list of issues is finalized and agreed upon amongst the group, then to work through those issues point by point.
Excellent.
And so that there was an email was drafted and sent to everyone that had self-identified as wanting to serve on the sub-team. We again copied the charter revision, the charter as with a proposed revision to the elections area that you see in front of you, and asked to do exactly what I've just explained to you. So that's where we are at this point, is we are reviewing individually these and then going to identify areas where we think there may need to be some revision. And then our next task is to try to come up with one list, consolidated list, that we all believe needs to serve as our guiding document.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you very much for that. And thank you to all the members of that subgroup. This is not an easy thing, but it's certainly an important thing to update our charter and keep it a relevant living document. So thank you very much for that extra list, and we much appreciate it on behalf of all the committees. So thank you, everyone, and we look forward to hearing the report back and on our next call. So that brings us to any other business, but before we go into that, Anne, in your absence, we started to talk about the termination and suspension of the PDP, and we had discussed that there was this last piece of red line in the document, and while I think we're all in agreement within the committee that this is ready to go, Jay Scott properly made mention that you were not on the call at that point, and that we did get your approval because you had been one of the champions in this fight. So would you mind letting us know your thoughts? Are you in agreement on where we stand right now, or do we still have more discussion?
Yes, I agree. Yes, I think they're definitely there, and I really want to commend actually the teamwork that occurred here, because you know, this draft has actually changed quite a bit since we first were asked to submit our draft, you know, from the IPC side, and I think everything was you know, a good improvement, and I really want to thank everybody who spent time on this, and I think it's ready to go out for public comment.
Thank you very much, Anne. In fact, those were my comments in your absence when we started talking about this. It really is quite a good feeling for those of us, particularly who have been working within the ICANN committee for a long time. It's a nice feeling to know that we can work in a very collegial manner and come up with very substantive changes and a fine document in the end. So congratulations to all, and thank you very much for your approval on that. Julie, you can go ahead and take the action that we discussed earlier in terms of circulating this out to the public. So we're now at any other business, and we have 10 minutes left in our call. Is there anything else that anyone would like to bring to the table at this point? Hearing none, I will thank everyone for a very efficient meeting today and all of the good work that we're doing, and look forward to speaking with everyone then in about 2 weeks and seeing a few things on the list in the meantime. So thank you all for dialing in, and take care. Bye.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks,
Ron. Everybody.
Bye-bye,
everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Goodbye.
I will stop the recording, Julie.